Yeah, that's what they're saying, Dan Hampton. 7:37 with the John Landecker, 720 WGN. It's time for the John Landecker pick and pool. And who do we got tonight to pick and pick with? Paul Pabst is a picker. Hey, Paul, how are you?
John, I don't know if we can beat that cut you just played. Maybe we should just sit back and you replay that cut for the next 20 minutes, because I think that's going to be better than us.
I mean, Hampton's on a roll. That was this past Sunday.
They were on another level last week.
Yeah, but then there was also, it's not like we beat a team coached by Joey, what was it, Donuts?
It's Joey Coconuts or something like that.
Yeah, I mean,
there was one about
Joey Bag of Donuts. Yeah.
Joey Bag of Donuts, exactly what it was. And then the Eagles, he said, we beat them around like a bunch of bad little puppies.
I don't know if you guys have ever, I'm sure you have, John, but I don't know if you've ever been around Dan Hampton in person. Like, he is technically probably like 66 years old or something like that, maybe even older than that. He looks like he could break every bone in my body without breaking a sweat.
Without question.
He could easily pick me up for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's one of those guys I wouldn't mess with in a million years, even when when he was young. But now he's like, he should be an older man. He looks, and his hair's perfect. He looks like he could pick up a bus. It's very frustrating, John.
Pick up a bus. Okay, so we got to pick up some picks. And it's all been very confusing, so anybody in charge? Not me. I mean, we're picking up, I don't know, I don't care at what point.
Yeah, so we have picked up. It's been a little while since we've done our picks. We've missed the last 2 weeks, so we're calling those our bye weeks for the season. Last left off was week 12, and we all had really good weeks there. John, you and Paul both tied for 10-4 on the record. Jack and I went 11-3 on that week. So now the overall standings read is this. Paul is in first place with a 97-49 overall record. John, you and the producer team are tied for second place, just one game behind.
Wow.
So for the last 4 weeks of the season, it is truly anybody's game.
My, this is very exciting. All right.
It's like we produced it for radio.
Yeah. Look, are you going to be the orchestrator of all of this tonight?
Yeah, let's do
Eli?
It. Absolutely.
Yeah. Head it off. Go ahead. Hit it. Thursday night. What do we got?
Thursday night football. We have an NFC South matchup. The Atlanta Falcons with a 4-9 record taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, trying to hold on to the division lead. Paul, we'll start with you on the pick.
This is a must win. Tampa looks so good at the start of the season. They've really cooled off. And Baker Mayfield's got to step up. He's a great player. We talked about him 8 weeks ago about the MVP. It's a must win, and they're going to win.
I'm taking Tampa, too.
We are all in agreement to start off the Thursday slate, and then what could be a really fun, freezing cold matchup at Soldier Field, the 3-10 Cleveland Browns taking on the 9-4 Chicago Bears, looking for win number 10 on the season. John, who you have?
I don't care if the Bears decide to play one half. They're going to win.
Hopefully more than 2 yards that time, right?
I mean, even if the first half is totally zero, they'll still win because they only play in the second half. I think that's been established. So I'm taking the Bears.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Bears. But, you know, what really bothers me is Myles Garrett, their defensive end. I mean, they better put three guys on him. He is just a monster. He looks like he's pushing around little children out there, so they got to keep an eye on him. Bears win.
Yeah, the Browns only have 3 wins, but they are definitely a defense to take seriously. I'm going with the Bears as well.
All right.
Staying in the AFC North, the Browns division, we have the Baltimore Ravens at 6-7 taking on the Cincinnati Bengals at 4-9, but they have Joe Burrow back, and he's been playing some solid football as of late. Paul, over to you.
Okay, I'm picking the Bengals, and here's why. The Bengals are out of the playoff picture, so they have nothing to lose. All they want to do is spoil the Baltimore Ravens season. Bengals.
I'm taking the Bengals, too. I think the Ravens are a little off and on, depending on what week it is.
Yeah, both of those were exactly my prediction as well. Bengals playing with house money at this point. I've got Cincinnati. The 3-10 Arizona Cardinals will be traveling to Houston to take on the Texans, who just picked up a big win against the Chiefs last week.
Well,
John, who do you have?
Well, I'm staying with the Texans. They're not going to have a big win over the Chiefs, then come home and lose to the Cardinals. They just can't do it.
Yeah, I like the Texans, too. The Chiefs, man, they're desperate. They got to win out to be in the playoffs. But the Texans' defense is just too good. Too good.
So far, it's a good day to be a home team. We're all in agreement there as well, and we might be continuing forward as we have the New York Jets at 3-10 taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars at 9-4. They have stormed ahead to take the lead of the AFC South. And, Paul, we'll start with you.
This is weird because the Jaguars have a great record, but they don't really impress me that much. I'm not sure how they're doing it. It's really tough to watch Jaguars games. I'm not paid enough to watch Jaguars games, but I have to watch them for work. I'll still take the Jaguars.
As will I.
I'm just checking my notes. I took the Jaguars as well. So five straight games, five home winners for all of us. Might change here, though, as the 9-4 L.A. Chargers are traveling to Kansas City to face on the must-win, again, Kansas City Chiefs. John, over to you.
You know, like every week, I think, this is the week that the Kansas City Chiefs return to being the Kansas City Chiefs, so to speak. And then they don't. And guess what? I'm picking the Chargers for this game.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go the Chiefs because I didn't think the Chargers looked that great last night. And their quarterback's a little banged up with his hand. They got a good running game, very good defense. The Chiefs have to pull together a desperation win. Chiefs.
Yeah. We're split on that one. Jack and I were also split, but I just let him make the pick on this one. So if we're wrong, it'll be on him. We went with the Chargers. Okay. So, John, we're with you on that one.
All right.
What is one of the more interesting rematches of the season in the AFC East? We have the 9-4 Buffalo Bills taking on the 11-2 New England Patriots. That game will be in Foxborough. Paul, we'll start with you.
This is really tough.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I think New England wins this because it's a regular season game. If it's a playoff game, I'll pick the Bills. So I'll go New England.
I'm going with New England, too. They're having a successful season at 11-2.
Very good year.
Yeah.
Very good year.
Jack and I were in agreement that we were just kind of going to ride whatever Josh Allen was going to throw our way. It's hard to go against Drake May, but we're going with the Bills, so we're going to split on that one. Going from two really successful teams in the AFC to two not-so-successful teams in the NFC, we have the 3-10 Washington Commanders traveling to the 2-11 New York Giants. John, over to you.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
New York Giants, why not?
Yeah, John, I'm with you. I don't want to watch this game nor talk about it, so we'll pull the Band-Aid here, and I'm going to go Giants.
We are all taking the Giants on that one. Now to what could be another stinker of a matchup based off of Monday night's performance and how the Raiders have been all season. The Las Vegas Raiders are traveling to the Philadelphia Eagles, who have really just imploded the last couple of weeks. Is that enough to take your pick away, Paul?
No, the Raiders are that bad. But like, if the Raiders somehow win this game, here's a good thing to keep an eye on. If the Raiders win this game and the Eagles miss the playoffs, Nick Sirianni, the head coach of the Eagles, could be in trouble because they don't love him. Like, they love him because they won last year. They tolerate him. And they're not looking good right now. So I think the Raiders will lose and the Eagles will win. But keep an eye on the result of that one.
We're going to take a break and return to the pick 'em pool. That's how I make my picks. 720 WGN, John Landegger at 748. It's the pick 'em. There's the dog. The dog's part of the pool tonight. Somebody has the audacity to walk in front of our home. When will they ever learn? We're doing the John Landegger pick 'em pool. Paul Pabst is with us, along with Eli, and I guess we're just going to have to dog through it, doggone it. Well, yeah,
John, I think what the dog was trying to tell you is that you didn't make your pick for the Raiders-Eagles game yet.
Oh, well, I'm taking Eagles.
All right, so we're all going to be in agreement for Philly there. So that was kind of the first half of the picks where we were all in agreement on most of the easier games to pick.
Right.
It really picks up it into a lot more of a difficult slate we head into the later window. Starting with the Green Bay Packers traveling to the Denver Broncos. Denver has an 11-2 record, but is it as convincing as it looks? Paul, we'll start with you.
I like Green Bay here. They looked really good the other night. They've got a little bit of everything. Their receivers are playing much better than I thought. I think Green Bay will win more so because it makes a great story for when they come to Soldier Field in 2 weeks and makes that a must win, a double must win for the Bears.
Well, I'm all in favor of double musts, so I'm taking Green Bay.
I definitely agree with both of you, especially since I'm going to that game at Soldier.
It's
going to be my first ever Bears game at Soldier Field. I'm really excited for that one.
Great.
But I'm picking with my heart instead of my head. I cannot root for the Packers to win in any fashion, so Jack and I are going with the Broncos in this one. And that might come back to bite us, but if it pays off, it pays off.
Yeah,
Eli, that's a big brag by you, is your first Bears game being a home against the Green Bay Packers in a must-win game. You should have eased in with like a nice Carolina Panthers game or a Jacksonville Jaguars at the Bears, like where it's a nice crowd, but you don't really have to pay attention as much.
I had the option to go to the Cowboys game earlier in the season instead, but I wanted to push it because I knew how much this game could mean, and luckily that patience paid off.
No, you did.
Good for you.
It's going to be great. You're going to have a great time.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I'm just counting down the days.
Yeah, yeah. And we've all picked them. Oh, well, wait a minute. That's in a couple of weeks. Never mind. Where are we in this now?
We have the 8-5 Detroit Lions visiting the 10-3 LA Rams. Must win, arguably, for both teams here. John, we'll start with you.
I'm going to go with the Rams.
Oh, man, this is the toughest one you've given us. I'm going to say the Lions have to get this done. The Rams don't as much have to get this done. Lions in a close one.
Yeah, depending on how the Seahawks game goes later in the day, that could impact how necessity will impact the Rams. Jack and I have gone for them as well. And Paul, can you remind me, did you take Detroit here?
Yeah, I took Detroit.
That sounds good. All right. And moving on to the NFC South matchup, the 7-6 Carolina Panthers are visiting the 3-10 New Orleans Saints. Paul, who you got?
This is frustrating because the Saints won last week. They're really weird. Nobody talks about them. The Panthers have it in their lap. The Panthers can make the playoffs. If they win this game, they'll be in the driver's seat in that kind of wonky division they're in. I have to go with the Panthers, but this will probably bite me.
Well, it'll bite me too then, because I'm taking the Panthers.
Looks like we're all getting bitten together. We're all in agreement on the road, Carolina Panthers. And what is now one of the most interesting stories in the league after the news from today, the 8-5 Indianapolis Colts with likely Phillip Rivers as their quarterback heading into Seattle to take on the Seahawks. John, who do you have?
Well, this is the first, I don't know. I've been paying attention to some other stuff, and I didn't hear the thing about Phillip Rivers, but once you mentioned his name, I'm picking the Seattle Seahawks.
John, I think you and Phillip Rivers went to high school together. That's how, I think that's, is that wrong or am I right on that?
I think you're quite wrong on that. Thank you.
But so here's my theory. Phil Rivers has, I think, 11 children. He probably just needs a break, and he wants to go play for the Colts for a few weeks.
He's got his own
offense. I'd much rather get hit from the blind side than have to chase around 11 or 12 children. Yeah. I think it's up to 12 just since we started this segment.
Yeah, could be. Who are you picking?
I'm weirdly going to go with the Colts. I think Phillip Rivers is a fantastic story. I don't know if he's going to play. It might be Riley Leonard from – actually, I'm not going with the Colts. I can't do it. As much as I love the story, I will not go with the Colts.
I could actually totally see the Colts winning this one. I'm not picking them either, but like, if there was going to be a game where Phil Rivers, who's delaying his Hall of Fame induction by an extra 5 years, to come and just throw the ball around one more time, I mean, he's a 44-year-old grandfather. Why? He can do anything he wants, right?
Love it. Yes. I love it.
Yeah. Just three matchups left in this week. We have the 2-11 Tennessee Titans heading out west to take on the San Francisco 49ers. And Paul, we'll start with you now.
I'm going to go with the Niners. They've been quietly really good. Brock Purdy's playing well. That's a team that nobody wants to play. No one's talking about, but they're really good.
I'm taking the 49ers also.
Yeah, we're all agreeing there. The 49ers are a team that I'm kind of dreading the Bears to face later on in the season. That's going to be a big matchup later on. But on Sunday Night Football, two teams that are really just trying to stay in the hunt, the 5-8 Minnesota Vikings, who had a big win against the Commanders last week, will be visiting the 6-6-1 Dallas Cowboys in need of a win. John, who do you have?
Well, J.J. McCarthy finally came out of whatever shroud he was in, and I think it was 30 to nothing, and I think he had three touchdown passes, and I'm taking, you know what, I am. I'm going to take the Vikings.
Good for you. It's nice to see McCarthy playing well. He's a local kid. He's had, rough injuries and other things.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the Cowboys. Their defense is not good, but their offense is really good. So, Cowboys.
I am counting on the Cowboys to give the Vikings loss number 9 in honor of J.J. McCarthy. So that would wrap out the Sunday slate. I'm going with Dallas on that one. On Monday Night Football, another interesting AFC in the hunt showdown as the 6-7 Miami Dolphins traveling to the cold Pittsburgh Steelers at 7-6. Paul, finish us out here.
The Dolphins are fascinating. They won 4 or 5. They're probably not going to fire their head coach. Weirdly, I'm going to take them over Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is good but not great.
Okay, so we all know what time of year it is. It's cold. And is it cold in Miami where the Dolphins are? Not particularly. Is it cold in Pittsburgh where the Steelers are? I'm taking the Steelers.
Did you read my text conversation with Jack today earlier, John? Because that was exactly the conversation we had.
No.
Jack was dead set on picking the Dolphins. I was like, but it's going to be cold. And that was enough to change his mind. So we're going with the Steelers as well.
All right. Oh, by the way, we got a text that says Dan Hampton is 68 years old. There you go.
Holy cow. He's doing push-ups right now. Like, as we're talking right now, he's probably bench pressing.
Yeah, don't tell Hamp that.
Well, I think that we've done them, right?
Yeah, we've agreed on a lot. We've split on a few, so there's definitely quite a lot of movement that can be made in the standings this week. Remember, first and, I guess, third place are only split by one game in our standings, so a whole lot can happen as we head out of Week 15 and into Week 16 when we meet next week for this.
Right, and regardless of how the lineup changes.
Yeah, and I just want to give a shout-out. I was in town last week. I had the best wings I've had in about 5 years. Bird's Nest over on Southport. Oh my God, the wings there, John. I don't know. I'll buy if you go.
Okay.
Southport Bird's Nest. The wings are fantastic, Eli.
Can I bring my dog?
Absolutely.
Sounds like he's inviting himself anyway.
Yeah. There we go. All right. Let go of the neighbor's leg. Come on, put the leg down. It's fine.
Later, boys.
Right. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
Take care.